Grace, mercy, and peace be to each one of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which is the basis for our meditation this morning was caused by the Holy Spirit to be written by the writer to the Hebrews, our reading for today. My brothers and sisters in Christ, once and for all. These words express a certain finality about things, that all is now accomplished, that nothing more can be done to improve upon or to complete the situation. Many of us have echoed this sentiment as we have finished a class, taken the last exam, or written that last paper and submitted it to the professor for grading. But our text today does not speak of academic work. Our text today does speak of the reality that Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, has completed the work which he came to this earth to do, to put away sin once and for all time. The reality of sin was not hidden from the ancient Jews. Each year, the faithful brought their sacrifices to the temple on the Day of Atonement. Each year, the high priest took the blood of those animals into the Holy of Holies and there sprinkled that blood on the Ark of the Covenant, just as God had commanded him to do. But each year, that ceremony had to be repeated. The high priest had to once more take the blood of yet more animals into the most holy place. And like the ancient Jews, who had to acknowledge their sins by their sacrifices, we too must acknowledge our sin and the reality of sin in our lives each day. Each of us sitting here this morning must truthfully acknowledge that we too have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, just as St. Paul wrote in his epistle to the Romans. Each one of us has missed the mark, so to speak, when it comes to living our lives in accordance with the law that our Heavenly Father has set down for us. We confess to Almighty God in the words of the Divine Liturgy that we have sinned in thought, word, and in deed. In those eight simple words, we acknowledge that no part of our being, no part of our life is excluded from our sinfulness. We confess that we are totally corrupt and in need of divine help. No amount of remorse on our part can change our sinful nature. Someone else must do that for us. Someone else must save us because we are unable to save ourselves. In Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father has taken care of each one of us in a way that we could never have taken care of ourselves. Hear again those words from our text this morning. He, that is to say, Jesus Christ, has put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus Christ, God's very own Son, came on our behalf as the perfect sacrifice for our sin and for the sin of the entire world throughout all time. Jesus Christ came that he might destroy the power of sin and the power of the devil once and for all, and its eternal consequences that it would have for us. You and I stand on the threshold of Holy Week, the most solemn 7 days in our liturgical calendar. And as we continue our Lenten journey, we focus our meditation on the suffering and the death of the incarnate Son of God for the sins of the world. That includes your sin and mine as well. We rejoice with the crowd as we hear them sing their praises, Hosanna to the Son of David. And we cringe at the cries for crucify him on Good Friday. In Jesus' suffering and death, the guilt of our sin is placed on his shoulders. The burden of sin which we carried is now the burden which Jesus gladly carries for us. The burden which we carried is the burden which Jesus carried and willingly shed his blood. It is in our hearing of the proclamation from the cross that it is finished. And it is in our seeing Jesus' lifeless body hanging there on Calvary's cross that we truly behold our redemption from all of our sin, redemption once and for all. And even as Jesus prepared to give his life as a ransom for humanity, he instituted for you and for me the sacrament of his holy body and his precious blood. He gives to us in this sacrament his abiding presence in the forms of the bread and wine which you and I eat and drink for the forgiveness of all of our sins and for the strengthening of our faith in his word of promise to us. We hold firmly to that word of promise which Jesus has given to us for the forgiveness of all of our sins through his suffering and in his death. In death, Jesus Christ did not remain confined to those walls of that tomb. He burst the bonds of death on the third day, and he showed himself alive. He showed himself alive to those first visitors that Easter morning, to the disciples, and to many others, as the Holy Scriptures testify. In his glorious resurrection, Jesus' sacrifice for the sins of the world was accepted once and for all by his Father and by our Father in heaven. In Jesus' glorious resurrection, the gates of heaven are opened to all who believe in him. As Jesus entered into the glories of heaven in his ascension, he even now appears, as our text says, in the presence of God for us. Jesus is there in that heavenly place, that place not made with hands, there before the very throne of God, pleading on our behalf. St. John expressed this thought in this manner as he wrote in his first epistle, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." And we sang this truth this morning in the hymn, "Jesus Christ is my splendor, my sun, my light alone. Were he not my defender before God's awesome throne, I never should find favor and mercy in his sight, but be destroyed forever as darkness by the light." Jesus Christ is your defender. Jesus Christ is your splendor as well. You have his word of promise on it. You have his word that on the last day, when he appears in all of his glory, Jesus will receive you into the joys of heaven. Jesus assures you, as he spoke in John's gospel, that where I am, there you may be also. On that day, you will truly behold the Easter joy that has been prepared for you by your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On that last day, you will truly behold the Easter joy that has been prepared for you as you live in the company of all the saints of the ages past and in the presence of the angels as well. In Jesus' name, amen.